I'm Juliet.
I'm Bella, and this is our new podcast, See You Later. So, we are best friends in real life, and we're...
No, in fake
life. In fake life. And we are making this podcast because we are about to be sophomores, and we kind of wanted to make a podcast just to, like, document our, I don't know, everyday
life. Yeah, our thoughts at that moment.
Our high school thoughts and struggles, because I feel like we can watch this, and other people can watch this and relate. So, Juliet, do you want to introduce yourself, talk about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Juliet. Whenever I introduce myself, people call me Julia. Fucking pain in the ass. Because I have to explain, that's not my name. Or I just let them call me that, and I... Anyway, getting off topic. That's my name, and I don't know. Pretty simple person.
Okay, well, I'm Bella. I play a lot of sports and stuff. I mean, there's nothing really interesting to talk about. I'm kind of an Instagram hoe.
But I approve. But so it's cool.
That's fine. So speaking of hoeing, today we're going to talk about guys and really sexy, hot guys.
Because we all know that even though we say, oh, personality is what truly matters, deep down, you have to look at that person.
You have to think they're hot. And basically what happened, okay, so I'll tell the story, is that, like, I was on TikTok, please don't bully me, and it was, like, 2 a.m, and I was just, you know, chilling, and I stumbled upon, I swear to God, the hottest guy I have ever seen in my entire life. I mean, Juliet agrees, he's pretty damn hot. And it just made me sad because I was like, damn, like, I have never seen a person like that in real life. Like, I want to date someone really sexy, really hot.
But also all the other good values,
yeah,
too.
Of course. I mean, yeah. I really want a smart guy. And so I guess that brings us into our topic is, like, can we judge someone who has such a nice personality if they're not top 10 like that?
I mean, okay, what I think is, like, obviously... And it's your choice if you want to spend time with a person, right? So, mm-hmm. If you want to have a good time, you choose, you know what? Fuck what I'm saying, but you know what?
Fuck. She doesn't know what she's saying.
No, I know what I'm saying. Pretty much, it's your life, and even though that person may be nice... Hint, your boyfriend now.
My boyfriend.
You still have to look at that person.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to be sexually attracted to this guy.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, let's say you have a friend that's a guy, and, you know, it's just a friend, like, there's nothing else. That's perfect. He doesn't have to be a 10 if you're just friends. But if it's friends with benefits, or if it's a boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
You and have to have that part,
the
too.
The thing is even if other people don't think that.
And you know what? Wait, sorry. That shit changes, because at first you could be super attracted to someone,
yeah,
and then later you realize, oh fuck, wait, like, what the hell was I thinking?
So basically my predicament is that I've been into this guy for 10 months, and at first I really thought I literally thought he was gold. I was like, damn, I really struck out. Like, I thought he was hot. I thought he was amazing, and now I'm kind of sick of him. I'm not gonna lie, he's really nice, he's still a grip. I'm like, yeah, you're fine. You know what I mean? He's average, he's fine. And I don't know. Like, do I break up with him because he's not, like, perfect? You know what I mean?
I think you should do shit that excites you, because you're in high school, and date whoever you want. Keep in mind, my thing, you know, the guy I'm going after, he's a little fucking weird. He's a little strange, but he's... a goddamn 10. He's a 10.
He is a 10.
He's a 10. When he comes out of the water.
She really took my...
I really took her gold.
Yeah. He was my... He's my childhood crush. I've known him for forever. We vacation every year. She comes and she snatches that man. Which, honestly, I'm proud of you, though. Like, bro, he had to be snatched by someone.
He did.
I wasn't going to do
but
it.
But I'll share.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were so close.
Just fucking, like, it's dark. You just pop in for fucking pretend to be.
You're like, he's like, can we turn the lights on? I'm like, no.
Bro.
Absolutely not. So, you don't even want a relationship, do you?
I don't know. Well, I'm just... taking a chill.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess we've talked about this before, and friends with benefits, you know?
It's the fucking best.
I've never done it. She's kind of done it.
I've done it for like 2 days.
Yeah, she had a fling and when we went to Jamaica, and let me tell you, that guy was cute.
He was, bro. He
I saw him and was. I was like, that's the one you need to go after.
Bro. I miss it.
People are going to be like, your sophomore is fuck. But you know what? Don't act like you didn't. Don't act. I don't know how old you are. You're just
fucking liars.
And but we're not condoning underage, you know, stuff, but if you're 12, don't listen to this podcast, is what we're saying.
No, but the thing is, it's like, okay, I'm going to say the pros of it, because first of all, you don't have that, like, emotional, like, dependency, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say, like, you don't text them back or whatever. It's not a big deal because it's mutual, right? And also, you don't have to, like, put a ton of your time mm-hmm. and effort into it. Like, mm-hmm. you could, like, let's say, like, you basically do what's convenient to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. But also, like, there's obviously pros of having a relationship because, like, you have, like, deeper conversations or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, it really depends on, like, for me, I'm not really a friends with benefits kind of person because I really like the whole love aspect and, like, the emotional part. But I feel like if you just got into a relationship and you don't want that shit, you're, like, you're not ready for it, I feel like it's fine, you mm-hmm. know? I genuinely feel like it shouldn't be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should do it if it makes you happy. And I feel like,
plus, honestly, it's a good experience because
it shows you can, what you don't yeah, and do it, like.
Yeah, because honestly, like, okay, I really got out of my relationship by having a fling, which, you know, probably isn't the best thing, but we agreed to be friends.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So,
basically, we agreed to be friends, quote unquote, but, like, he was more, like, friends, but, like, yeah, we're gonna end up dating again. I'm like, you know what? No, because I had a fling, and I was like, all right.
You figured out, like, there's so much better than
there's
this.
There's so much better people out there. People who are more interesting, people who genuinely just, like, care about, like, your time. Like, they don't get bored. Because, like, obviously, I only knew him for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But, like, we never, like, got bored or talked about the same things. Obviously, like, he was brand new. So, like,
yeah.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. It was fun.
And the thing, you don't have to worry about the social aspect. Especially when you're in high school. Like, people know everybody. So, yeah. You've either known them for years or everybody else knows them. And they're like, oh, he's a loser. So, then you feel bad dating him.
Mm, which you shouldn't. But it's kind of like,
it's like, I know that's terrible to say, and I mean, high school, like, honestly, people are judged unfairly, honestly, but the thing is it's real. You know what I mean? You're in high school, you want to be cool, everybody, even if they say they don't, they subconsciously want to be. So, it makes sense that you wouldn't want to date someone who's a loser. Bro,
that's why I'm going for this guy who goes to a different high school.
Yeah.
Who's, okay, he's, like, one of those people who hasn't figured out that they're, like, hella hot, you know? They're those people who, you know, they're not popular, but they're still a 10, and they don't understand it, which those are the best people.
I can
because
vouch.
You can go after those people.
He kind of looks like Thor. Like, I'm not gonna lie, he's very hot. He's very muscular.
Surfer.
He's beautiful. Generally, he's got really, like, beautiful blue eyes and, like, freckles. He's very hot, and we can't reveal his name for privacy reasons.
But we're just gonna describe everything, so you just, like, so you know. Have an image. No, but he goes to a different school, and he kind of has to lose your friends. But you know what? He goes to a different
doesn't
school.
Matter.
Who gives a fuck?
That's the thing.
He goes to a different school.
It doesn't. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Plus, like, I could have my own life outside of school. Plus, okay. Also,
there's
I don't
a
know.
Thing with guys being too obsessed with you. You or not? Not.
Bro, even, I don't know why. It literally gives me stress.
Or I mean, even like I'm guilty of being obsessed with guys. But the thing is like, there's a time when they take over your life, and especially
it's
if
true.
They come
and in school they can follow you everywhere.
It makes it hard if you're really into someone, like, especially in the beginning of a relationship. Oh my god, my dad's in the other room. It's a secret podcast. But the thing is like, when you are in the same school as a guy and you really like them, you're gonna want to be with them a lot. Like, it's just natural. When they go to different school, you can't just, like, give up your friends and give up your life for a guy.
Mm.
And I feel like that's really good, especially for, like,
even though she is.
Yeah, okay.
This girl in our school is obsessed with her boyfriend. She just posted something on her story.
Yeah, Juliet just scrolls through her phone when we do podcasts, so I hope nobody's offended. No, she literally, there's this girl.
Our zero followers.
Okay, honestly, I want to spread our message. And I feel like we're funny. So you guys should follow, subscribe.
We're funny to ourselves.
We're literally just funny to ourselves. I'm laughing. Girl. I think this is funny. But.
Let's talk about this hot French guy who is staying in my house but has a girlfriend. Yes, but who also like isn't my type.
Let's just call him
Bobby Boy.
Let's call him Bob. So Bob is very, very hot. I mean, damn. And he's very active. And his accent is really cute. You can't deny it.
French accent.
I love it. Oh, he's hot. He's a girlfriend. So I also have a boyfriend. But like, can I swipe? Okay, let's talk about cheating.
I love that.
Let's talk about it.
No, but honestly, if you're like far away and it's like a mutual like cheating thing, like
I feel okay. We're not condoning like cheating on your husband. Like don't do that, guys.
But if it's a high school boyfriend, like bro, it's not that serious.
Okay, let's list things that I can like justify cheating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't like I've never cheated. And if I got cheated on, I would be devastated. But I feel like there are certain instances when, quote unquote, cheating is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Flirting, is it cheating?
No.
No, I don't think it is. It's natural to flirt,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
And looking?
Looking?
Absolutely
not.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
I do it. I DM strangers.
Bro, she took pictures of, I can't say his name, but.
Of this secret guy that she's going after.
The guy I'm going after in the ocean. Airdrop them to my phone.
Yes! I literally, okay, so he was just standing there with a surfboard looking like a damn babe. And I was like, I need this in my life. I need memories.
Oh my god, also, we were all on a trip together.
Yeah, so we went on a trip together. Basically, we met this guy. On a trip together that I do it every year, and Juliet joined us this year,
mm-hmm.
which was so fun, and I love you, and I'm so excited you got to come. I mean, she did snatch the love of my life, but then it's okay.
You also have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. You guys are gonna notice that I talk about my boyfriend like he doesn't actually exist. Because I'm kind of over him and I'm kind of not. And okay,
she definitely is, but she's not ready to admit it.
Tell her that what you're telling me about the comfort bubble.
All right, so basically, everyone has their comfort bubble. Yeah. I'm a fucking Dr. Phil. I'm Mrs. Phil. Oh my god, she has her own skin line or skin care line or whatever.
I didn't even know he's married.
Oh yeah, she's not ugly either.
I'm gonna look her up.
Okay, anyway, we're getting off topic. So basically, everyone has their safe. Like their bubble of comfort, and that's like everything that they're comfortable with. So that might be like their boyfriend at the time, like the sports they play, their like group of friends. And if you're like unsatisfied in that bubble, that's because you don't have like any other experiences to like more exciting experiences. So example, for Bella's case, her boyfriend isn't bad, but her boyfriend isn't like bringing
right.
her.
It's not, which makes me feel like, can I judge him because he's not. But I feel like it's human nature to want more. You know what I mean? Want better.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I'm saying basically you have to like leave that bubble sometimes to get better things.
Yeah. Which is definitely, it's definitely true. But I feel like it can be so hard to leave your bubble. Especially like, I mean, obviously there are other things that it implies to. Like if you want to be paid more, but you are scared to leave your job, you know? Stuff like that. But I feel like I shouldn't even be one talking since I am in my comfort bubble. But like, okay, this is dumb.
She's tried to get out of it.
I tried. I am a classic impulse decision maker. So I would be like, you know what? Let's just break up with him. And then I did. And then I regretted it. And then I'd get back together immediately. And it's just a cycle. It's so bad. It's a bad cycle.
I went through it too for a little bit.
You did. Not as long as me, though. No, I probably did double than you.
Yeah. Well, also, I made like bad decisions in the first place before even deciding to break up. So
yeah, nobody, I feel like neither of us make great decisions.
It's true.
Like I feel like we say we do, and we make good decisions with other things, but relationships we make really bad decisions.
Well, that's because like
we're young. Okay, don't blame us. We're literally 15. We're really like, we don't know shit,
honestly. Like,
so don't listen to our advice, by the way, guys. Like, we haven't lived long enough.
By the way, this podcast is a fucking lie, so
yeah. This podcast is a joke, but like, listen to it, please.
Bro, oh my god. Okay, weird thoughts. Let's get on the topic of weird thoughts, because yeah. I have weird thoughts a lot. And actually, I tell that person who I'm going after my weird thoughts all the time, because he has weird thoughts too, because he's weird.
He is weird.
But hella hot, weird. So it's fine. And I'm weird too.
He says the wrong your. It doesn't bug
Bro,
her.
Bro, I can't
bugs
spell
me.
Either. I can't spell
you
either. Can't,
you're a little bee.
I
can't spell
anyway,
shit.
So,
can you spell shit as...
The other day, I was thinking, do animals do anal?
Okay, let's repeat that one more time just so we know that they heard it. Do animals do anal?
This because, is a real question. Think about it. They have it. They have an asshole.
They do have an asshole.
And, like, so... I'm sure an animal has, like, you know what? Not gonna talk about it. But also,
let's talk about thought. It. No, it's okay. Today, I was wondering. I literally am just sitting in the car, you know, just chilling. And all of a sudden, I say... I would hate to be a fish. Like, I just say the randomest shit, I swear. But, okay. I have something. Do animals finger each other? Like, obviously animals...
What about monkeys? Chimpanzees!
Yeah, like, I'm serious. I don't think they do, though, right? Because I don't really... Okay.
Maybe they do.
I don't
think... I'm sure they have, like...
I don't think that animals understand, like, the... That you can do things like that. Like, they know they're programmed.
Well, yeah, they
to
probably
reproduce.
Yeah. No, it's true, but like I'm sure like but like I feel like some type of mammals, because I feel like monkeys, like they're the closest to humans, right? So I feel like maybe they're more advanced.
They want to get it on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, come on, they always make noises. Like,
they do, they're always making noises. Yeah, I
You tell me you don't want to be on your phone, then you're on your
Let's
phone.
See. Do monkeys finger each other?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's okay, guys. This is where I stand, private browser. No, they don't. So,
oh my god. Oh my god, we literally searched that, and so basically there are these monkey toys that you put on your finger,
and it's called fingering how to play with your monkeys. That's the funniest shit ever.
Oh my god, the children's toy called
fingering your monkeys. I want to buy it, guys. I need to know.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Okay,
all right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah,
with a final story. What should we talk about?
No, what's the story we have? What's the story we have that we've done, like
something we've done? Oh, like something. Are we, let's stay on the topic, guys, because I feel like that's that was our topic of the day. Don't worry, we're not so boy obsessed. We'll talk about
we're really
things.
Not
we'll talk about other things. But I just feel like that's something, like, we struggle with. Guys, we make terrible romance decisions. Well, oh, you can talk about your terrible romance decision.
What?
She said...
No.
Let's talk
I
about it.
No.
Yep, we're gonna talk about it.
No.
She's been talking... This guy that we've been talking about, she's been talking to him for about 2 weeks.
We have a special connection, all right, you bitch.
Shut the fuck up. They've been talking for 2 weeks, and he said, I love you, over text. And you know what she did? She said it back.
I felt bad.
She felt bad, and she said it back, so...
It was chill, though. It was like a chill...
No,
it was like
It
was like
I-L-Y in
text.
That is not a thing.
It's a thing to me.
So, I think we're gonna wrap this up by saying... Don't say I love you unless you mean it, because it's gonna wind you up in some shit.
Well, we'll then, see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll update you. Check back in if you want to hear the rest of that story time.
And we'll see you later.